and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
There's rainfall all across the area as we wake up. It seems like we've had at least 24 hours of rain.
And 17 inches of rain. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And it's like too much. And on the way to work this morning, I hydroplaned a little bit.
Oh, and the dogs won't go outside because they think they're going to melt.
Yeah, so anyway, welcome to Arkansas, where it's a little bit warmer than it was, but it is raining and kind of nasty. Spent much of the night last night watching the Grammy Awards.
They were really long.
Yeah, those award shows. You would think, like in a time where everything is supposed to be faster, like we're you know, short attention span theater.
Yeah.
That maybe they'd shorten stuff. But
I struggled through it.
Yeah, but what a big night.
Yeah, it was.
For Kacey Musgraves. Mm-hmm. Just a huge night for her, and country really represented well.
I wanted to text you when she won Album of the Year.
Yeah, I might have been asleep by that point.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of went to bed a little bit early last night. But I was excited for her when I woke up this morning. I'm like, man, I think she basically won every category that she was nominated for.
And she was truly surprised.
Yeah. And I wonder if there's going to come a point. Because I thought maybe that was a little bit of the Taylor Swift reaction. Like the, I mean, it was real.
Yeah.
Where Taylor won and then it became not real because she just acted like she was surprised. I think Kacey really was surprised at the end of the night.
Yeah, I do too.
So it was a big night for her. I also saw on TV yesterday for a second, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Were you so excited since that's your favorite movie?
Well, because I hadn't seen it literally in forever.
Uh-huh.
Like I hadn't seen that movie. And I kind of forgot, like I remember loving the movie, but I kind of forgot how brutal Julia Roberts was trying to break up the whole wedding.
I know.
Like she was on a mission to
ruin it. She loved him.
So, but then I'm like, oh man, can you imagine being her in that situation?
I know.
Where your best friend is the one you really love, mm-hmm. and he's going off and blah, blah, blah. But it was kind of neat to watch that. And just really random, because I haven't seen that movie in so long. Yet just the other day, we mentioned it because of the reunion, and now it's on TV again.
It's like you brought it into fruition.
Well, you know, a lot of people pay attention to our show and then schedule television programming after
right.
us as well.
Yes.
Much like, basically, we said, hey, pay attention to Kacey Musgraves a year ago.
Yeah.
And you see how that worked out.
You called it.
Grammy Award winner.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we mentioned the rain and the flooding and all of that, and man, it's caused all kinds of problems this morning. I want to give you a heads up on some of the stuff that's going on across K-Fine Country, including, and I'm not sure if I've ever seen us have this mm-hmm. warning before. In Jonesboro, a sinkhole has developed that is 8 feet deep and 10 feet wide. It's an open pit.
Oh.
And that's around Monroe and Purrier Street.
Goodness.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
And we've seen those, you know, like we've mm-hmm. seen them on the news and stuff like that. And wasn't that the thing that we saw in Bowling Green in the Corvette Museum where the sinkhole opened and Corvettes fell in?
Yes.
So, again, that's Monroe and Purrier Street. Also, there's traffic updates. West Parker and Lacey in the Razor Rock area. The road is underwater there, so if you have to travel that area. There's ponding on low-level roads. Please use caution. Hydroplaning has been an issue this morning as well. They say that Craighead County Roads 414 and 910 are covered in water and dangerous, so don't cross those roads either. Crash reported at Christian Valley and Lawson Road. One lane blocked, but they're checking on injuries. And again, it's wet and it's dark and it's raining, and that's going to be an issue that's going to take a minute to get cleaned up. Crash reported at in the 3100 block of Trinity Drive and CW Post. No injuries, but again, a messy start to the day. Highway 18 East near Lake City in front of Jordan's Quick Shop. No injuries, but a lane is blocked there as well. So a lot of traffic going on this morning because of the rain. And it's going to continue to rain. So don't think that, hey, the rain's going to go away early today, because it does appear it's going to stick around for most of the day today. And of course, all your traffic updates are powered by our friends at Purcell Tire and Service Center.
Purcell Tire and Service Center at 3218 South Caraway. Purcell's Road Force Touch Wheel Balancer will give your tires perfect balance and symmetry, giving your tires maximum tread life and the best fuel economy. To service your vehicle and for all of your set of tires, trust our friends at Purcell Tire and Service Center.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the Grammys were last night. All the big crazy outfits were on the red carpet. If you'd like to check out a gallery of the red carpet photos and figure out who you think was the best dressed, it's up right now on the BBITM blog. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com. Plus, if you missed the Grammys, we'll recap them for you coming up here in just about 3 minutes. Gotcha Gossip is on the way.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the 2019 Grammys. So did you watch the whole thing, all 3 hours?
I did not watch all 3 hours, but I did watch a lot. I did watch the red carpet as well.
Right.
Let me ask you, best dressed on the red carpet, who would you say?
Do you know that I really liked Jennifer Lopez? I thought she looked great, and I liked... Is that yours?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think she's awesome, but I didn't...
And Lady Gaga. I liked how Lady Gaga looked.
All right.
Okay, who was yours?
I thought Camila Cabello looked really pretty.
Oh, yeah, she did look really pretty.
She had a good outfit, mm-hmm. And then I also thought, in a weird way, and I know when I say it, you're going to roll your eyes about it, so I don't know if I should even say it.
Bebe Rexha.
No, she looked pretty.
Yeah,
she did. She follows me on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Why did I bring it up?
Miley Cyrus. I thought she looked really pretty.
She did look pretty.
And it had nothing to do with the fact that she wore a jacket with no shirt underneath. And I just thought she looked mature.
Right.
And
yeah.
She's come
a long way from her twerking days.
From a couple of years ago, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a big night.
Alicia Keys hosted. She was great. And she kicked off the show with major girl power. She brought out Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, Jennifer Lopez, and Michelle Obama, who got a huge standing ovation. This is what it sounded like.
From the Motown records I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade, music has always helped me tell my story. And I know that's true for everybody here. Whether we like country or rap or rock, music helps us share ourselves. Is that right, ladies?
Yes, ladies!
I thought that was neat because I don't think people expected her to be there.
Yeah, so Childish Gambino and Kacey Musgraves had a huge night. He won 4 awards for This Is America, but he wasn't there to accept them. Right. Kacey Musgraves had a huge night winning 4 Grammys. You called this one. Her album, Golden Hour, won Album of the Year and Best Country Album.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga performed Shallow from The Star Is Born. Cardi B won Best Rap Album. Dua Lipa won Best New Artist. Now, as far as performances go, there was an awesome tribute to Dolly Parton with Kacey Musgraves, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, and Dolly Parton herself.
So I was freaking out during that because I even said, "Hey Siri, how old is Dolly Parton?" And let me see if it'll tell
you. Dolly Parton is 73.
So she's 73 years old, debuts a new song at the Grammys. And I thought she nailed it.
She did. It was awesome.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Post Malone performed with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then I loved the performance with Shawn Mendes and Miley Cyrus. That was probably my favorite.
Yeah, that was really good.
Like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It's in my blood.
Yeah, that was good.
It's in my blood.
I'm telling you, big night for Miley Cyrus at the Grammys last night. And the other big story of the weekend was Jennifer Aniston has her birthday today, so they did the birthday party over the weekend.
This was my favorite story of all weekend.
And y'all, Brad Pitt showed up to her birthday party. And people were freaking out. They said he kind of snuck in, but they knew he was there, and they did talk, and they embraced for a minute and all that kind of stuff. So the hopeless romantics out there are thinking, maybe there's a chance.
If?
The perfect couple. What if they got back together? But of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you, gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, 31-year-old Matthew got married in Pennsylvania back in November, and I think it's safe to say the reception didn't really go how it was planned.
Oh, no.
So apparently Matthew got super intoxicated and did the following things. He hit on an underage waitress. He followed her into a woman's bathroom, groped her, and exposed himself.
Oh, my goodness.
He tried to pay her $100 to have a short relationship with him, got into a fight with the country club staff, and when they wouldn't let him take his drink outside, he got mad and tried to fight them.
Then
he fought when the police showed up. So he did all of this stuff. So recently, he was hit with a ton of charges, including indecent assault, indecent exposure, imprisonment of a minor, harassment, simple assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
Oh my gosh.
Now, there's no word on how his new wife feels about all this, but Brandon, speaking of husbands, how do you keep a husband from reading your email?
Ooh, how do you do that?
Well, you rename the folder Instruction Manuals.
Oh, yeah, real fun. Real fun.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Just a heads up, we're going to see rain basically all day today. The rain has caused all kinds of traffic issues already this morning, including a sinkhole, which I did not realize, and maybe we've had one and I forget, but I don't remember ever having to give the sinkhole warning.
Yeah, no.
So the sinkhole was around Monroe and Purier Street. So anyway, it's out there, and they talk about the sinkhole being 8 feet deep and 10 feet wide. Like, that is a huge sinkhole.
And it seems like they always get bigger.
Right. So I might send Kelly out there to go and check it out.
Thanks.
And see if it'll swallow her up this morning. So be careful if you're out on the roadways this morning. The Grammys were on last night, and I'm still going through red carpet photos because I didn't see everybody on the red carpet.
Well, speaking of red carpet, I kind of got to walk the red carpet this weekend.
You weren't at the Grammys, though.
Well, yeah, I know. But it was a much more, it's a much better event than the Grammys.
You think so?
Yes. So Friday night, I went to A Night to Shine. It's something that the Tim Tebow Foundation has come up with for people that have special needs from 14 years and up. Basically, it's their prom.
Yeah.
And you get to take them to their prom. So I got to take a guy named Clay to prom.
I saw photos and videos, and he looked like he was having the time of his life.
He did. We had the best time. So when we got there, you get to get in this limo, and they take you around the church. And when you get out of the limo, there is an actual red carpet with actual paparazzi of people taking pictures. They're cheering. There's music going, and they announce you when you come in. So they asked me his name, and I said Clay Bannon. So there's all this music going. Wow. I think it was Can't Touch This, the MC Hammer song.
Yeah, that's
and
fun.
So as we're going down the carpet, it's Can't Touch This, and they're shouting Clay Band, and it was so, so awesome.
So I would imagine, because I would think, like, if I were the person that was getting shouted out,
yeah,
I would love it, and I'd want to do it 1,000 times.
Yeah, I think we did the limo ride like 17 times. It was awesome.
They're like, here he comes again.
Yeah, so that was really fun. There was, he wore tennis shoes with his suit, but we got his shoes shined. There was a place for boutonnieres and flowers. There was a lot of girls there getting their hair and makeup done. And all of this is volunteer.
Right.
So there was people that volunteered to do all of this. And then, of course, there's the big dance floor.
Oh, was it awesome?
Yes.
Did you dance?
Well, yeah.
No, you didn't.
That was the greatest part. So we danced. There was karaoke. So you could go sing karaoke. Clay didn't want to karaoke.
Did you karaoke?
No, I wasn't going to do that to people.
Because you take it serious.
I would take it serious. I'd be really trying to do good.
Yeah.
We saw karaoke. They had food there. And what's cool is when they sign up to go, they find out everybody's... like what they're allergic to. Mm-hmm. So, because there's a lot of different things that people can't eat. So they had it down to a science.
That's
of what,
really
yeah. So that was really cool. So everybody had a buddy and everybody danced. And that was the best part is you're in this room. No one cares about what you have on. Yep. No one cares what your hair and makeup look like. No one cares that you're wearing Spanx underneath your dress.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great.
And you just dance and everything is uninhibited. No one cares. And it was the most, I don't know, a lot of love in that place. A lot of love and it's just really, really neat.
So maybe there's a lesson for all of us. That every time we go out, we're worried about everybody else and what everybody else is thinking, what everybody else is wearing.
Quit taking everything so seriously.
Yeah, just get out there and have fun. Enjoy life.
But yeah, I've got all kinds of videos and pictures up on Instagram, Kelly on KFine, and then on Facebook, Kelly Brooke Perry.
There you go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, February the 11th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to our buddy and our friend, Rodney Palm.
Happy birthday.
Of Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine. Happy birthday, Rodney. Also celebrating today, we have Timothy Moore of Rector, 19 years old. Sam Maddox of Blyville is 50. Eddie Churchwell Jr. of Harrisburg. Catherine Ori of Valley View is 9. Keyshawn DeWitt of Black Oak, 7 years old. Lee Fowler of Jonesboro. Michaela Taylor of Jonesboro celebrating. Andrew Frank from Paragould. Tim Harris of Jonesboro. Jillian Jackson of Jonesboro, Jamie Carter of Jonesboro, 40 years old today, Carla Davis of Jonesboro celebrates, and Brian Tackett, also from Jonesboro, celebrates a birthday today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Taylor Lautner is 27, Team Jacob all the way. He was Jacob in Twilight. Yep. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child is 38 today.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff right there, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the song Dilemma?
I think so, yes.
Kelly Rowland and Nelly, I think. I love that song. Anyway, happy birthday to Kelly Rowland, who celebrates today.
Mike Shinoda is 42, Linkin Park.
What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far.
Mike Shinoda, happy birthday.
Jennifer Aniston is 50 today. Sarah Palin is 55. Sheryl Crow is 57.
Ooh, let's do some Sheryl Crow. That was a good one. Let's see if you know this one. Do you remember?
Every day is a one.
I actually did the drums for this song.
Did you? Sheryl Crow from Kid It Mo. Celebrate. I've always invited her to come hang out here. She's never...
Did you just say Sheryl Crow from Kid It Mo? Don't ever say that again.
That's what her friends say.
I used to ride with a vending machine repairman. He said he's been down this road more than twice.
You know the Sheryl Crow song I've played more than any other Sheryl Crow song, though?
I'm going to guess. All I Want to Do?
No, that's a good one, and that is a really good one. But probably even more than that.
Oh, yeah.
I put your picture away. Sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
There was a point when we took requests down the hall. Legitimately, this was everybody's request.
Really?
Because it was such a different song at that point. Sheryl Crow celebrates a birthday today. Happy birthday.
And Tina Louise is 85. That was Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Jillian Jackson. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It was a big night last night for country music at the Grammys.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there was a time around the late summer, early fall that I listened to Kacey Musgraves every single day, the album Golden Hour. It was kind of like my gateway to Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah.
And then there were people like my wife who questioned my sanity for listening to it so much. I'm like, I don't know why I like it so much. I just really like it. I feel vindicated today.
You should. She won all four Grammys.
Congratulations to Kacey Musgraves. Last night, basically everything that she was nominated for, she won, including Album of the Year.
It's huge.
Like, it was a really big night for Kacey Musgraves. I was excited to see her. But I was also excited to see Dolly Parton.
That was the greatest. That was my favorite, was the Dolly Parton tribute.
That's my favorite part, too. And the good thing about this was it starts off with Kacey Musgraves and Katy Perry. Here comes Miley Cyrus. Here comes Little Big Town. And then at the end, they go out big with 9 to 5. But I was like, I was so impressed with Dolly Parton because there's a part of me, like, she's 73 years old, right? And you know she can't have that energy all the time. But she had it on stage.
She did.
Like, when the lights are up and it's time to go, Dolly Parton can still go, y'all.
Well, while you're up, anybody out there working 9 to 5 jobs?
And the idea that everybody was giving so much love to her,
tumble out of bed, stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This makes you smile,
then
right?
I jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping to folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Everybody. Here we go! And what's so neat is like the whole crowd's on their feet and they're singing along. And it was just a pretty magical moment and a cool moment for Dolly Parton. You know, I've always been a big fan of Dan and Shay as well. And people are like, man, they're really good.
They
like they're just realizing
it. Just like they do, you know, on the radio. Like they sound exactly like that.
So I'm trying to find the audio. Here it is. They did Tequila last night at the Grammys. You want to hear how this sounds?
Mm-hmm.
They sound awesome.
When I taste tequila, baby.
That's how I feel like I sound in the shower.
I'm sure you do.
It never really turns out quite like that. I noticed mustaches were back last night.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Like Ricky Martin had a mustache. Yeah. Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers had a mustache.
And it wasn't just a mustache, it's a stash. Like a just.
It's like a big one.
Yeah.
And one of the older guys, is it Tony Bennett? Like, he's had a clean-shaved face his whole life.
Yeah.
And now he has a mustache. So, starting today,
no.
I am going to...
Mm-mm. No? I object for your wife. No.
You think I'd look...
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't work?
No, you're kind of... It's starting a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'll just start shaving the rest of it. We'll see if it can darken up by the time we get to Nutrition Hub on Wednesday. Y'all can come by and see the debut of my mustache. Anyways, a big night last night at the Grammys.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Speaking of beautiful crazy, Eric Birch from Birch & Company on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, beautiful crazy.
Hey, it's a beautiful Monday.
Wait a minute, Birch.
Hang
have you
on,
looked
what?
Outside?
Yeah, it's wet. It's raining, but it's still beautiful. Again, hey, what's our thing from Friday?
TGIA. Thank God I'm on.
TGIA, that's right. So... You know, some people can't even complain about the rain this morning, so you're in a better position than they are.
Yeah, that is true. But it is kind of a little bit, you know, a little bit nasty, but hopefully the rain's done by tomorrow, so.
Oh, man, I've been hoping the rain's been done for like a year, so, but it just keeps coming. I don't know when we move to Seattle, but it is what it is.
It is wild, but I'm ready for the break and ready for the spring weather. All that stuff. But we talked to you Friday, and we talked about a little bit of the TGIA and how maybe we should focus on that as opposed to focusing on, hey, the weekend's here, and we have 2 days to do nothing. That was kind of our topic on Friday.
That's right. So I hope you guys have had a productive weekend. Hope you got a lot done. You know, it's raining a little over the weekend as well, so gave you that time to study and do some other things as well. I actually finished my first book over the weekend, so I'm glad to be not done with it. We've still got a long way to go, but at least I've got my part pretty much out of the way. So
wait, so you started a book, like reading a book or writing a book?
No, I've written a book, but we won't get into that today. We've got some other stuff to
but
talk
that's
about.
A huge story though.
Yeah.
That's a teaser for next week.
It's coming. We'll go through that, but let's talk about, I told you guys we were at a conference a few weeks ago. We sort of highlighted some things on Friday. But so the next 5 weeks, I want to do, starting today, just five things to take your life to the next level. Okay, so we'll kick that off today. And the number one thing that we'll start off with is just be intentional in your personal growth. Okay, So some of the things that you need to do to be intentional in your personal growth is just create that environment of growth. And you can do that a couple different steps. Number one, associate yourself with people that are where you want to be. Mm-hmm. So think about that. Who could you hang out with? Who could you? And maybe it's listen to a podcast. Maybe it's read a book. Maybe it's join a club. But for us in the real estate world, what we did, we went out years ago and we actually hired a coach. We've had multiple coaches over the last 10, 12 years. The other thing we did is we joined several networking groups or mastermind groups. You know, before we were selling 100 homes a year, now well over 300, you know, we were talking to and hanging out with people who were selling 1,000 homes a year.
Wow.
And of course, we're just absorbing anything and everything that they would give to us. Another great example of somebody here in town that does this on a high level is, of course, Kelly's husband, Joey Perry.
Yeah.
So you can think about somebody, if nobody's researched Joey or read about Joey or listened to any Joey's Facebook Live things, it's unreal what that guy does. And the Kelly, you can correct me on this, but his aren't coaches, but his are more like master level trainers or master level people that he goes and spends time with, mm-hmm. and they put the challenges on and everything else. So it's crazy, you know, what Joey's been doing. And how long has Joey been in his business?
Like Kelly? 30 years.
But yet, is he still hungry every single day?
Yes. Won't stop.
That's the key, though.
That's key. He's still hungry to learn. And he could have hung it up years ago, or he could have said, look, I've been doing this 30 years. I know everything there is to know. You know, what's the saying? After 10 years, you're actually a master. You know, 10 years of studying any one thing, you're a master. You're an expert at it. But yet, he still pushes himself each and every single day. So that's, you know, again, that's just a beautiful example of just that intentional personal growth. You know, so better people make you better. More successful people make you more successful. Live in this world where you are continually challenged, and you must stay out of your comfort zone. So, you know, it's each and every single day we go, look, man, it's not comfortable in here. Let me turn the thermostat up a little bit. Or, I'm not warm enough. Let me get the space heater. Mm-hmm. You know, each and every single day we're trying to do what?
We're trying to be more comfortable. We're trying to just get through the day.
That's it. It's all my comfort food. You know, yeah. I've got to go have this because I had a bad phone call and I need to feel better.
Yeah.
You know, but is that long lasting or is that always just what?
It's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
It's always just temporary. So, think about this. Instead of asking how long will it take, ask how far can I go? So change that up. There should not be a finish line. If you've got a finish line in life, guess what that finish line is?
What's that?
In my opinion, it would be death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got there. I arrived. I made it. You know, what else is there to live for? You know, how many stories have you heard of somebody that worked at a company for 30, 40, 50 years, they retired, and what happened a few days later?
Yeah, they don't live anymore.
They don't live anymore. But they thought, what? I'm just living to get, hey, I'm putting in these hours, I'm putting in this time just to get to this point. You know, and then it's all going to be grandiose that I'm going to, you know, walk out of this, and all of a sudden they go, hold on, there's no purpose. Why am I here? The role that I've played for all these years is no longer there.
Yeah.
So don't look for that finish line. Ask how far can I go? Build a growth environment where you can embrace failure. So just on a final note, the cycle of success. So think about this. You can jot these down or you can listen to them on the podcast again. But here's how we built our real estate. Here's how Joey Perry has built his business and grown. And here's how the people that are doing it out there consistently, successfully, each and every single day. So you test, number one, more than likely you're going to fail. You'll learn from those failures. You improve, and then you re-enter. And you do that over and over and over again. So you test it, you fail, you learn from your failures, you improve, you re-enter. That's life.
Yep.
And that's moving forward, not looking for the finish line, just wondering how far can I possibly go.
There you go. Eric Birch from Birch & Co. with your Monday morning motivation. We'll talk to you next week, man.
You guys have a killer week.
All right, you too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You have to post it.
No.
I am making you post it.
I'm upset about it.
No, you have to. It's Monday. It's been raining for weeks. People need a laugh.
Well, thanks. At my expense?
Well, okay, so a little bit of backstory, and then I'm going to get her to post it, then you guys can go look at it. There is a photo of Kelly that surfaced from A Night to Shine, and it's a good picture of her and our buddy, Clay.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that Kelly appears to be resembling another celebrity who she is not impressed to resemble.
No, I'm not.
Do you remember how we had this conversation one time where I was like, Kelly, never compare people. Never say, do you know who you look like? And somebody's done this to Kelly. And
I'm
now
upset
she's
about it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Speaking of burnout.
I cannot stand you right now.
What?
Speaking of burned out, you're going to talk about me?
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, I thought I saw a tree on fire.
In the rain. You're an idiot.
I wasn't going to say about you.
Go ahead. Tell everybody what you're talking about.
Kelly, and I'll tell the truth. All the way honest, right? There's been moments where we see photos of ourselves and we think selves, we've lost it a little bit. Like sometimes there was a whole point I bought new clothes and I wore them in a picture and then took them all back because I saw what they look like. So over the weekend, Kelly goes to Night to Shine with Clay Band and she gets all dressed up, goes out and buys a new dress. She's feeling confident. She's feeling pretty. Her husband's giving her compliments. She rolls in there like it's Miley Cyrus at the Grammys.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that kind of okay. Plunging neckline.
It was Cardi B at the Grammys.
Not Cardi B either.
It was Kathy Lee.
Brandon.
On morning television.
So.
From Cardi B
to Kathy Lee. It's Kelly Perry.
Kelly P.
Okay, so my friend, well, she's not my friend anymore, sends me a message and she's like, look, it's Kelly and Kathy. Mm-hmm. And then I wait for whatever's going to come through. And then she sends me a picture of Kathy Lee Gifford, who, by the way, is 65 years old.
Okay.
I just looked it up.
Right.
And she's wearing the dress I had on.
Is it the exact dress?
No, exact. And what's crazy, I was all excited because I got it on sale for $43.
So you really went all out.
I was so excited. So $43. So I don't know what that says about Kathy Lee, number one. That she got a $43 dress.
No, it's not about Kathy Lee. It's about you.
But here's the thing. So she sends it to me, and I'm like, okay, I got it. I didn't get it in, like, the really older section. I got it in the young section.
No, you think you did.
No, but I did.
No, you think you did.
So you're saying that someone put that in the young section.
No, I'm thinking that what happens as we get older, we start thinking things look cool, like me going and buying the Dracar. And I'm like, oh, this smells so good. And it's 25 years ago. So we lose track of where we are in life. And I believe you've lost track. I believe you're off the rails.
Hang on. So you looked at my picture and you liked it. So when you saw my dress, did you think, oh, she looks like an elderly person? Brandon.
That's not what I... Stop. That's a weird spot for me to be in.
You're saying I look elderly.
I don't think that.
Well, I have it side by side.
Who wore it better? Is it Kelly P or Kathy Lee?
No, don't say that.
And does that mean I'm Regis? I'd rather be Hoda, I think.
Yeah, well, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So you're about to put this up on social media?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on my Instagram, Kelly on KFIN. I'll also go ahead and put it on Facebook so I can just get trashed, I guess. It's Kelly Brooke Perry.
So I saw Miss Arkansas, Claudia Raffo, was there.
And right? She did not look like she was 65.
I was going to say, would she have worn that dress to Night
no,
to Shine?
No, but she got to wear a prom dress. Well, she looked beautiful.
You could have wore a prom dress.
You're making this worse.
No, I'm not.
So everybody, when you see the picture, please say I wore it better.
Please, yeah. Up Please. On social media, Kelly on KFIN.
Now it's even easier to listen to KFIN. Just enable the 107.9 KFIN skill on the Alexa app. Then say, Alexa,
hello,
play KFIN.
Okay.
It's that easy. Get Northeast Arkansas's radio station on your Amazon Echo. The big 107.9 KFIN.
If you haven't seen Kelly's photo where she thought she was dolled up and she thought she was going to steal the show.
Number one, that is not true.
She told me when she was leaving on Friday, she said, I'm going to steal the show.
With my $43 dress.
You said.
That's what I said.
You said, Claudia Raffo, who? I'm stealing the show for Miss Arkansas.
Claudia, that's a lie. Just letting you know. Coach Raffo, that's a lie.
I heard you say
you're that. You're a liar. Everyone knows it.
You're lying.
She did look amazing, though, man.
So Kelly Perry goes out tonight to shine, and she ends up wearing a dress that Kathy Lee Gifford has worn on television.
All I can do is laugh, I guess.
And why is that picture and the way your head's and everything?
The hair, everything looks the same. I even think she has Botox. I think I have more wrinkles than Kathy Lee. I'm getting Botox.
Oh,
that's
definitely.
It.
You definitely have more wrinkles.
Oh, thank you, Brandon.
But it's classic. If you haven't seen this picture yet, it's up
everywhere.
On Kelly's Instagram.
Kelly on K-Fine, Kelly Brooke Perry on Facebook, also Kelly on K-Fine on Twitter.
I'm going to put it on
my
story.
Leave
as
nice
well.
Remarks. Because Brandon's given me enough mean remarks.
I'm not giving you mean remarks.
You're basically saying I look 65 and older.
That is not what I said. I just think it's funny.
If I were
to wear fashion that I don't know, somebody like an older gentleman would have worn.
Well, maybe she's wearing something that looks too young on her. Did you ever think about that?
No.
No. Of course you didn't.
That's not the case there, Perry. Is there any truth to the fact that the second outfit you were going to choose was one of the ones on stage with Janelle Monáe?
No. Please tell me you saw that.
I saw pictures this morning. So I didn't. That was one of the moments, and I knew it was happening. I knew there's certain performers where when they start their performance on the Grammys, you know the dancing is going to be a little bit crazy. And I thought, I think I'm going to go make me a drink real quick.
Because you would have gotten extremely awkward with this. Number one, it was a really cool performance. Like, I liked her song, and she's really good.
Yeah.
But the song is about female empowerment, and she uses a certain part of the body as female empowerment that she likes to talk about. You're smiling.
This just became the most awkward thing you've ever said.
Well, when they came out on stage, they were wearing a costume.
I've seen the pictures, and at first I didn't even get it. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, oh, wow, that's what they're going for.
Yeah, so we have the prom fashion show coming up.
No, you're not. That is not going to be good. I was starting to think about this because the prom fashion show is the 23rd, right?
Yes.
But I started thinking because the original date was the 16th. And then I thought, oh my gosh, none of us have been fitted. And Kelly is going to throw a fit when I tell her it's coming up this weekend.
Definitely.
But it's actually the 23rd. So we have 2 weeks.
We have a moment.
We have 13 days to get ready or 12 or whatever for the prom fashion show. But what I want to do right now is make sure, and David and I have been texting about this morning. We want to make sure we don't make a fashion faux pas like you did with Kathy Lee.
Well, thanks, Brandon.
We need to go in and get the right stuff. And I think maybe we should send someone in with you to help you pick a dress.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you for the encouragement.
We just want you to look your best. You have to go to Kelly's Instagram, Kelly on K-F-I-N. She's looking a lot like Kathy Lee these days.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip
on the 2019 Grammys. So as far as winners go, Childish Gambino and Kacey Musgraves had a huge night.
I told you.
I know.
I said it all last year, and my wife thought I was crazy for listening to that album so many times.
She won 4 Grammys, and her album Golden Hour won Album of the Year and Best Country Album. So big night for her. Lady Gaga performed Shallow from the movie A Star Is Born, and she also won Best Pop Duo Group Performance.
Yeah.
That was really good.
So here's Gaga. And in the bad times, I fear myself. I haven't seen the movie yet.
I know, I need to too.
It makes me want to watch it. Mm-hmm. But also, like her, and I think it was at the beginning where she was talking about how artists are talking about mental health and bringing that to light.
Yep.
I thought she was really good. Michelle Obama was there last night as well. That was a pretty big deal because I don't think anybody expected her to be there. And then she comes out and gets a massive reaction. Here's Michelle Obama from the Grammys last night.
From the Motown records I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade, music has always helped me tell my story. And I know that's true for everybody here. Whether we like country or rap or rock, music helps us share ourselves. Is that right, ladies?
Yes, ladies!
Her reaction was huge when she was out there and started talking.
Yeah, and other than the Dolly Parton tribute that they had, I loved the performance with Shawn Mendes and Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I thought she was awesome last night.
Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It's in my blood.
Shawn Mendes was really, really good too.
Yes.
So, and then when Miley was out there, again, out of all the people on the red carpet, and I've looked at most of the photos, I really thought she looked striking.
Yeah, she looked classy.
Like she was pretty and mature and not as silly as she was a couple of years ago.
Right.
Camila Cabello, maybe made my best dress. Bebe Rexha, who follows me on Twitter.
J-Lo looked amazing. She literally looks like just money. She just looks like a dollar sign to me.
I just don't get the hat.
Yeah, maybe not the hat, but I liked her dress.
They were saying that the people who sat around her, because she wore the hat all night, like they couldn't they couldn't see anything last night at the Grammys. But of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Valentine's Day is coming up. We are just a few days away from that romantic occasion. A lot of people are thinking about the gifts they're going to give coming up on Thursday. We're trying to help you out and let you know that, you know, it's not all about the gift.
True.
Sometimes it's about the moments.
You don't have a gift for your wife yet, do you?
Not a clue. It's the thought that counts. No, so there's a survey that was done where they were talking to guys, right? Because, I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week. Truly, Valentine's Day is about the girl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The dude, we as dudes are the afterthought, right?
Kind of.
So they were talking to guys. They said, hey, what is the number one thing that guys want for Valentine's Day? Over 40% said they wanted nothing.
What?
They didn't even want a gift. Because guys are like me, where we start thinking, hey, if you're going to buy the gift, more than likely you're buying the gift with my money.
You think that's what's it? That's the deal?
That's how I think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I don't need a Christmas gift. I don't need a Valentine's Day gift. It's just my freaking money. So when you go buy me a big gift, you're just spending my money. But they talk about the gifts that women do want, okay? And guys, pay attention to this. Women want a card.
Yeah, I like that.
And I normally get my wife a card on Valentine's Day and stuff like that, and sometimes that's it.
Gee.
Women want candy, right?
Yeah.
No, women want candy. It's a day, even if you're on a diet, that you can open up that big box of chocolates.
Yeah.
With the surprise flavors in there. Do you
like
the surprises?
I don't know the last time I've had a box of chocolates. Really?
Well, life is like.
Thank you, Forrest.
You're welcome. No, I bought one for Kai just the other day, and I forgot that he doesn't like all the different flavors inside the chocolates.
You have to try all of them.
He doesn't like them, though.
You bite in. If you don't like it, you just put it back.
Right. And then it's like, yeah. It's like it exploded.
Yeah.
If it's nougat or
orange cream.
That's the one. He really didn't like that one. Girls want flowers, they want jewelry, and they want a massage.
The massage is number one.
For you?
Mm-hmm.
So tell your husband. Should I text him?
Yeah, text him right now.
So outside of nothing, when guys want stuff, they want candy as well. They want alcohol. And they want breakfast in bed.
They want to drink their relationship away.
Exactly. That's it. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The 61st Grammy Awards were on television last night. A huge night for Kacey Musgraves.
It sure was.
She won four different awards, including Album of the Year for Golden Hour, which was just a huge thing for her. I remember thinking if she could win one or two, that would be like a groundbreaking night.
Sweep it.
Yeah, but I mean, she was just everywhere last night and got tons of love. And that album which I've talked about for a long time.
You have, yeah.
It's really, really good. I listened to it all summer long. So Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves was a big deal. Also big last night, Dolly Parton was there. And she had a big performance, her tribute performance. It featured
so good.
Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Kacey Musgraves, Maren Morris, Little Big Town. And then, at the end of all of these great songs, they did 9 to 5.
Well, why are you up?
Dolly's 73.
Anybody out there work a 9 to 5 job? You can help us out on this. I tumble out of bed, stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
I think she's rapping.
Then I jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Here we go.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all
to me. I mean, that was a smile during the whole thing moment.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of the night for me.
Me too.
As a Dolly Parton fan. And then, of course, the other people involved in there as well. We played some audio of Miley Cyrus from earlier. She performed with Shawn Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that people knew that was about to happen, but I thought she killed that performance as well.
And she's Dolly Parton's goddaughter.
Yeah, she was good.
Tell me, it's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
And what about Dan and Shay?
Amazing.
Like I've heard them perform in person, mm-hmm. and they sound as good, if not better, than they do on the radio. Mm-hmm. They killed it last night.
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you. I support a t-shirt. Same morning when we were sky high in Colorado. Lips pressed against the bottle. Spamming on a Bible, baby, I can't believe you. I remember how bad I need you.
Get ready. Shay Mooney is about to slay this in a second. Stan and Shay from the Grammys last night. Woo. That's good stuff. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have The Bachelor. That's going to be really good. Apparently, they're going to learn some type of martial art and wrestle around, so I'm sure that'll be fun.
Sweet.
There'll be some fights.
Right.
America's Got Talent is on tonight. Hour 13 of Celebrity Big Brother. Tonight's schedule also includes Arrow, The Resident, Black Lightning, The Passage, Manifest, and Bull.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.